Welcome back to another episode of the Wicked Stepmom Podcast. My name is Jenna Garcia, and I'll be your host. Holy moly.
It's been a while.
Yes. So we do have an explanation, though it's... I mean, I don't want to call it an excuse, but that's really what it is. But we've legitimately been busy.
Pretty crazy busy.
Yeah. So...
We got this new house, and we had to move into it on top of a lot of other things.
Yeah. So there was a lot that happened. When we were selling our old house, there was a lot of back and forth, and I shouldn't say back and forth, but...
There was.
It was just fucking crazy.
The market went tits up. 10 seconds after we listed, it was very up and down for, I don't know, a couple months.
Yeah, lowered the price almost six figures over the course of, was it 80 days we were listed?
No, it was over 90.
90?
By the time it sold, we were almost at 100.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anyways, so it was just crazy. And then in the midst of that, I started a new job. So I've been doing that and then moving in.
Summer with the kids, all of them.
Yeah, summers we tend to be busier because we have them all more.
During the week.
And then, you know, we moved into this house and we got new furniture and we had, you know, like deliveries set up and we were building furniture because we bought 1, 2, 3, 4 new beds.
Well, we had movers actually move the shit.
Yeah.
And that was during a drill weekend in, I think that was August, when our stuff finally got moved in, because we were in here way before our shit got moved in. So we had a couple camping chairs and an air mattress for a while, and some coolers that we were eating out of because the fridges hadn't been delivered yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first world problems. It's a rough life.
So rough.
And then, you know, all the kids doing all their regular, all the kids shit. Fourth of July weekend, I think, was the last time we really had contact with the podcast, but that was when shit jumped off because Jaden came home and we went camping, and then it was 100 miles an hour from there on out.
Yeah.
We didn't realize it. Like, a month had passed before we figured out, oh shit, we haven't podcasted in a month.
Yeah, and we had like, you know, we moved into this house and then we had a week and then the kids started school, and two of them are at new schools and getting school supplies, and it was just...
There's no school buses, so two of them are riding bikes, one has a car. I mean, she drives one of the other ones to school. Fucking chaos.
Yeah. So anyways, just a lot there, but...
A lot happened this summer.
Yeah, and, you know, we also try to only podcast when we don't have the kids because they are inevitably going to hear something
and eavesdrop, and we don't want that. We want to be freewheeling without them and their input.
Yeah, and we want, you know, the purpose of this podcast is keep shit real. So
also, your new job started like the second we got the keys to the house. So
August 1st, it was 2 weeks.
It was fucking crazy
ish yeah.
So then we had to make sure that there was internet for you to work because you work from home now.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have that until a week after we moved in or some shit. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah, so I was working out of the old house.
Like, we had a couch left in that place. It was nothing but boxes and a couch, and you were over here with your laptop, like, in the corner.
I was at the table because the table was one of the last things, but
and
yeah.
The people who bought our house, super good people, they closed really fast. So then we had to, like, haul ass to get out of the old house. But we had to wait for the movers to get our shit out of the old house, and they were 2 weeks out. It was fucking
waiting on the government to say, like, yes, he is legitimately employed.
Yeah, I've been so employed dumb. With him for 24 years. That only took 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Hey, my boy Mike Bechtel, he knows what that's about.
Mikey.
You know, government efficiency.
Anyways, so we just have a lot there. And then,
you guys, you know what buying a house is about. I mean,
yeah,
it's fucking crazy.
We've had a lot of stuff happen with the kids. Like, I mean, and not like gigantic stuff, but
it was
big.
A lot of shit, all like
time consuming.
A bunch of shit.
Yeah. So
Matthew started driver's ed. Izzy, not a lot of change there, except she's a humongous taxi service now with two of them. Ryan, we had a hard truce talk with Ryan. We'll get into that later. Gabe, we had to have a little come to Jesus with him about a bunch of shit. I mean, I don't know. You know, and then on top of all that, we still have to like go to work and make dinner and
put beds together.
Bathe the fucking dog. Oh, yeah. Every piece of furniture in this house except the two we're sitting on.
Yeah, five. We had to build. And I had to go to Target and pick out new pillows for the couch because I didn't like the ones that
came. Rough life. I sure hope our audience feels bad for you.
I have been busy shopping.
There have been boxes on our doorstep for 7 weeks every single day. Little shit and big shit, but
yeah.
I come home to this thing that two dudes have to carry off the FedEx truck. I'm like, fuck, there goes my day.
Guess I'm putting together stools tonight.
No, it was the TV thing upstairs and the coffee bar because they were the big long boxes.
Oh, yeah.
And then all the kids' beds and then box springs and your desk. Fuck, you name it. Mm-hmm. We had to build it. On top of this, on top of all of it, we had to do this. You know, while having, you know, kids here full time, work full time, and we're not making excuses. We just.
No, but like making dinner.
The lowest priority was sitting down, relaxing, and talking to you guys. So.
Yeah.
Sorry, not sorry, but hey. Season 4.
Heck yeah.
Starts in a new joint with a new lease on life, and we get to see the kids every day.
That's true. Okay, so let's just keep going with that. When we were looking to buy this house, it was perfect because the size was right.
It's within a mile of all of their schools.
They can all walk to school if they had to. Or bike. If I take the kids to school, the babies, it takes me 3 minutes each way. Like,
and that's
with
a stoplight.
Yeah, I can barely finish a song on dropping them off. It's that fast.
Izzy takes care of her and Gabe, but she drops off Zoe, and then the babies ride their bikes, or you take them.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. That was one of our huge reasons we wanted this to work out
and
for us.
And we lucked out with this house, too.
Yeah.
We straight up lucked out.
We got pretty lucky.
It's pretty amazing.
So now,
location-wise and, you know, all that.
Yeah. So now, you know, our schedule hasn't changed with the kids, but
we just see them every day. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So what we do is, well, so first, Ryan, instead of coming to us Tuesday after school, comes to us Monday after school because his dad doesn't want to drive the 7 miles out here, which is fine. We don't care. We'd much rather have him an extra day.
Yeah. He either comes here on Monday morning or he goes to school Monday morning. Either way, he's out here.
Yeah. So now he's just
we're about 8 miles. Sorry, about 8 miles south of original location, our last location.
Yes, which is 7 miles because we're
south of Bobby.
Right.
Which is Ryan's dad.
So now Ryan's only with him Saturday night, Sunday, and then Monday before school.
Yep.
That's it.
And he comes back here.
Yeah.
And he loves it. He loves the shit out this place. It's a good neighborhood. There's a whole bunch of kids their age. It's quiet. Quiet is a big one for us, but
yes.
The kid across the street, the kid down two houses down at the end of this, you know, the street, they're all in the same school.
Mm-hmm.
So they come home from school, put their shit up, wash their hands, and then boom, they're outside playing.
Yeah, but then with the others, you know, the three, Izzy, Gabe, and Zoe, they are still with their mom during the week, but what they do is they leave Cammie's house, Izzy drives them. They leave Cammie's house, and Izzy drops Zoe off here and takes her and Gabe to school.
We're within a mile of all their schools, and all their schools are within half a mile of each other.
Right.
But the two start school an hour and a half earlier.
Yeah. So Zoe hangs out with me in the morning for
it's about an hour and a half.
Right.
And Ryan leaves at the same time so he can hang out with her.
Yep, they go together.
They have breakfast. They watch a little TV.
Yeah, and then after school, Izzy and Gabe are out an hour before the babies.
So they come home.
Yeah, so they come home and they hang out for about an hour until Zoe gets home. And then Izzy takes all of them back to their moms. Yep. So we get, you know.
We get to see them every day.
Yeah, and even though it's like, you know, you wouldn't think an hour makes that big of a difference, but really it does, because I get to see Zoe every morning before she goes to school, and I get to make sure that she leaves in a good mood, like, yep, to have a good day.
Or like, hey, I forgot my lunchbox, or, you know, any little thing.
Yeah,
it can be addressed before she goes to school.
Yeah,
with Ryan.
Yeah, make sure, like, if she forgot something at her mom's, we're right here, let's make sure you have
it. I couldn't find socks, or I didn't get a granola bar, that kind of shit.
It's, yeah.
We're like the ultimate Grand Central Station, and we get to see them every single day.
Yeah, it's nice. And then even then, you know, after school, do you have any papers I need to see, anything I need to sign?
They whip them out, and they're like, yep, boom, done.
And we never had that before. We got it on Fridays, and that was
if
it.
If we got it.
If we got it. We get it
once a week.
Right, and now they're also older, so it's easier to... Like, they're more likely
More cognizant of,
yes,
of that stuff needing to be given to us on time. So, that helps out.
Yeah. And, like, I actually got their picture forms this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like...
The day that they were given to them.
Yeah. And you were like, you're going to get them for all of them? I'm like, heck yeah, I am.
Well, the ones that brought them home.
Yeah. Well, it was just Gabe and Zoe and Ryan, but...
Izzy don't care.
Well, when they're in high school, I don't really care. But when they do the school pictures at school and they send the forms home, yes, I want those.
Well, those are the ones that they care. They dress up on that day. Like, they do their hair. It's too good. Zoe wears earrings or whatever.
Yeah.
Gabe exists.
Yes. But I think that's really it, move-wise.
Well... The move was monumental, but we've gotten to a pretty good initial routine, and we're seeing a lot of positives come out of it with their attitudes and how they interact with us, because mm-hmm. they see us every day now, so they know, hey, oh, you know, it's every day, so let me bring those papers home, or I know I'm going to see you tomorrow morning, but, you know, it's hard to describe, but before sending them the littles off to school from here, it's fucking amazing. Yeah. I'm at work when this happens. She just, you know, texts me, but like, oh, Zoe mentioned this thing and, you know, I took care of it. I'm like, yeah, we can do that now. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Another thing I was thinking of is, like, you know, when they would be gone at Cammie's all week, even though, because I count every day they're with us, we have them more, yep, than she does.
And now we have me more.
But, like, we have them for more overnights than she does, because I keep track of this.
We have
it's like 50. It's
almost 6-year running document now from
yep,
Turkey.
Yep. But they always thought that, like, mom's house is home. And I get it. Like, my mom's house is, like, my go-to place, right? You know,
it's your safe mom's, harbor, it's your lighthouse, it's your
right,
yeah.
So I get that,
wherever mom's
but,
at,
yeah. But I also was not ever close with my biological dad, yeah, so whatever. But
mom's house is Steve's house, and he's a better dad.
That's true. But, you know, they always thought that, like, that was their house and our house was the temporary one, even though they were here more.
They didn't realize that, though. They're not doing the math,
right? But then, maybe time just goes by slower when they're over there. It feels like longer.
it feels like a month instead of a week.
But now they're here every day. So, like, there was one day that Gabe didn't make his bed before school. Well, guess what?
After school, go make your fucking bed.
Yeah. And, you know, if you don't, then you don't get TV the next day when uh-huh. you're home, you know? So, it's nice.
Real-time realization of yep. everything at this point, and it's pretty damn great.
Yeah. And it's now, like, more, like, you don't leave mom's and go to school and then go home to mom's. You leave mom's and you come here and you go to school and you come here and then you go to mom's.
Yep.
So I hope, especially with it being a new house.
Oh,
I
even
hope
better. It's not even out of the way. It's on the way.
Yeah. Well, like,
if I stood on a roof, I can see all of their schools right now.
Yeah. Tell them the story about Izzy today. Just how convenient it is.
So Izzy calls me up. I think you were, I don't remember what you were doing, but she called me.
With my mom.
And said, hey, I can't find my debit card. Last time I saw it was last weekend when she went to homecoming.
Yep.
So, you know, at least a week ago. And I said, okay, well, you know, did you retrace your steps? Let me go through the whole checklist. Is it in your car? Is it in your wallet? You know, is it in your coat? All that stuff. Her phone case. She said, no, I can't find it. Don't know where it's at. Can I come by and, you know, see if it's in my room? And I said, well, yeah, it's your room. You can come by anytime and go look for shit in your room. So then, you know, a couple hours goes by. She said, I'm going to be in town anyway. I'll be over there later. So she stops in when your mom and Sin and Aunt Tam were here. This was just like an hour or two ago. And she just walks in. She's like, hey, what's up? And she goes and looks in her room, finds her debit card. She left in her jacket from homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And then hangs out for a minute, grabs a tea out of the garage, and then gets in her car and she's going to pick up pizzas for the other house for dinner, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then calls me maybe 5 minutes after she left. And she's like, hey, I don't know where my debit card's at. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? So retrace her steps. She's like, is it on the counter? No. I went out to the garage. I grabbed a tea. I got in my car. And then I came here. I said, okay, well, it's between the counter and where you're at right now.
Yeah.
And I said, just when you're done getting the pizzas, come back to the house. We'll retrace your steps real quick. Because it was, you know, it's a 5 minute span at this point, not a 5 day.
Meanwhile, we look like idiots walking around hunched over, checking under chairs and staring at the floor.
So I walk out front to where her car was parked. It's in the street right next to her, where her driver's door would have been. She dropped it out of her pocket when she pulled her phone out of her pocket. I just picked it up. I'm like, she'll be here in a minute. Whatever. We sit on the porch and she comes back and she looked like she was about to lose her fucking mind.
Yeah.
She wanted to cry.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was in the street right where your car was at. She was like, I'm so dumb. Like, go get your wallet and bring it here. And then you're going to put this debit card in your wallet and then go back to your car.
Yeah.
But she just called and says, hey, I'm going to drop by real quick and look for my debit card. We're like, yeah, duh, you live here.
Yeah. But also,
you can
do that anytime. Like,
you could also just stop by and look at a wall if you wanted to. You could come here and take a shit. We don't care.
Yeah.
You live here.
Remember there was one morning. Was it a morning or whatever? Anyways, morning or after school or whatever. She goes to the garage and, like, grabs a drink out of the fridge and then leaves.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, so that's what it is here? And she just smiled at me.
She's like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you do when it's your home.
Yeah, but that's, I just love that. It makes me so happy.
I think, for the most part, the only reason she called is to make sure we were here, honestly.
Well, yeah, but she knows how to get in.
True, but like she called like she was asking permission. Like, girl, you live here.
Yeah.
You know the garage code. Fucking go look for your debit card in your bedroom.
Yeah.
While you're at it, get a snack and a tea or whatever.
Yeah.
It's your home. But much more, I mean, we're talking an amount of convenience and proximity that we've never had and is still not, they still haven't really fully grasped how convenient and close it all is. So when she called and came by, she's like, oh shit, that's right, it's right here. I mm-hmm. forgot that. I'm like, yep, you can come home anytime. It's allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And she hung out for a few minutes and saw grandma and saw her dog and whatnot.
Yeah, it was just, I don't know. I love
But she can do that
here.
Now. Not,
yeah.
I'll just get that when I see you next Friday.
Yeah, or can you bring it to work? And
I'll
give
it
to mom,
and then she'll bring it to the house. Instead, like, I'm going to stop by the house and grab my debit card. I think it's there.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on. You know, we gave you guys a Matthew update. And
oh, man, did that change.
Right. So, you know, I woke up.
It's not something we're celebrating, by the way.
No. I woke up one morning to some nasty text messages from him. And turns out, you know, he was upset with me because his girlfriend had broken up with him. And it's my fault, and
you're
I'm
in his life, and happy.
Yeah, I am disgusting. Anyways, so I told him, you know, until I'm no longer disgusting, you're not welcome at this house.
So you can respect the rules of the house?
Yep. Respect the rules of the house and
respect the people that own it and run it.
Yeah. So he has been back at his dad's. And then now, you know, he's going to drive soon.
Oh, we paid for driver's ed 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Started 2 weeks ago.
But he's with his dad now, taking driver's ed. And, you know, he has to be there because we can't take him to school and pick him up. But I do think it's for the better. Like, of course, I wish that he and I could get along and he could respect the rules of this house and be here with us.
He'd be a better human being, but
yeah,
his dad is awesome, so here we are.
Yeah, we just can't get past it with him or get through to him.
Mm. He can't get past something that he was lied to about.
Yeah. So that's just, you know, it's normal shit storm, and that's another
same
episode
shit,
for another
day.
Doesn't matter. But then just going down the line, you know, we have Gabe, and I mean, he's
pretty consistent.
Yeah.
I think he does like that after school when he comes here, because they're here at least an hour before the littles come home.
Yeah.
He has to practice his trumpet every day. So
yeah.
He comes home, goes upstairs, closes the door, and practices trumpet. Mm-hmm. If he has any homework, he'll take care of it, but that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He does Gabe things. And then when Zoe gets home, they get their stuff ready and hugs and kisses, and they drive to their mom's house.
Yeah. And sometimes if the timing's right for you, you're able to see them before they
Probably once a week, I think.
Yeah.
But I've managed to hit it in 3 weeks.
Yeah. And then...
Which is super cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Oh, gosh, when it comes to Zoe. So...
She is Zoe. And, geez, I don't know.
She loves having her own room now.
She's really into being a young girl.
Yeah,
makeup and hair.
Who
really wants to be popular.
Yeah.
And acts like a bitch when nobody's looking. Let's be honest.
What gets me most with her is, I don't think we've... Because I think all of this transpired since the last time we did an episode, but...
It kind of started at the end of school, but it exacerbated... Well, it ramped up because now her and Ryan go to the same school, and we see a lot more because now we have somebody in the room.
Right, yes. But even
literally.
Even before we moved, Ryan told me that Zoe and her mom... make fun of me because of my small boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a talk with Zoe about... It was something else that we had to talk to Zoe about, and she just confirmed it.
Yeah.
She didn't lie.
Yeah.
And she wasn't proud of it. Obviously wasn't proud of it, but...
She tends to be pretty honest with us, I think.
And you can tell, like, she's honest, and she's immediately not proud of it. And gets sad about it, like, oh, well, then you probably shouldn't be doing that shit if it makes you sad.
Right.
And you're not proud of it, so probably stop doing that.
Well, I also...
But they're not... Obviously, none of these fucking kids listen.
Yeah.
So, here we are.
I could be like, your mom's a stupid bitch, or, you know, whatever. I could name call, and I could be that person. Or I could say, you know, well, your mom's fat because her boobs are bigger, whatever. But instead, I like to get them thinking. So I told her. I said, well... you know, is your mom a better person than me because her boobs are bigger than mine?
No.
Well, your mom's teasing someone else about the way they look. What does that say about her?
Also, do you like being teased about the way you look? Because Zoe's very self-conscious about her teeth.
Yes.
She says, no. Oh, then why would you do it to somebody else? And then, boom, they're crying.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well,
you should feel like an asshole.
I think at one point, because she's 10, you know, she's got no boobs. I told her, I said, so I'm a better person than you because my boobs are bigger than you? And she just, like, looked down and looked
like,
so sad.
She didn't know how to, you know, really rectify the whole situation.
Yeah.
But
I also, at the same time, made sure to mention, like, I know it might not be comfortable for you to stand up for me, but at least don't.
Don't go along with the fucking charade and laugh about it.
Yes.
If you love somebody, you're not going to stand by and laugh about it while it's happening.
Right. And then I said, oh gosh, what did I say? Remember when I was like, mic drop? I said, your mom might have bigger boobs than me, but your dad loves me. And I walked away. Yep. I was flaming pissed. And then I told TJ, I'm like, she must have some great boobs to be like...
For it to be that big of a deal?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't...
I think they're probably... I imagine they're big and floppy. But that's just me. I don't
agree that she has boobs great enough to make anybody that much of an asshole. But hey. And I've seen them. Trust me. I don't agree that that's the case. But somebody, I'm sure, somewhere thinks those are the best boobs I've ever seen. Okay, cool. Good for you.
Yeah, great.
But... not really a game changer when it comes to being a good person, teaching your kids right, or making shit known that it matters in this world. What does not matter is physical appearance.
Right.
Maybe try being a good person instead of, I'm going to be an asshole for 7 years because I thought your dad would leave your life, but here I am making all of y'all miserable.
Right.
But we're the manipulators.
Right.
That also came up in the gap from our last episode. And I think it came from Cammy.
No, Zoe asked me.
Oh, what does manipulation mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
I forget what we were sitting down.
Yeah, it still came from Cammy.
Yeah, I forget what we were sitting down chatting about, but.
Well, initially, a while ago, Cammy told them that I'm just trying to manipulate them.
Yes.
By telling them the truth. And that was when we had to talk with Izzy. I said, hey, what does manipulation mean? And then she gives us kind of a definition and said, okay, who acts like that? And she looked down and said, that sounds like my mom. Yeah. Okay. And then Zoe recently, you tell that part.
I wish I remembered more of this. I really do. Because I was sitting down having a chat with Zoe about something, just an open, honest conversation.
And Zoe did the exact same thing Izzy did.
Yeah, she did the exact same thing. So we're sitting down chit-chatting and she said, well, you know, my mom says that you're...
Manipulative, or you're a manipulator, or something. It was that word, but in a certain context, present or past tense.
Yes, something along those lines. So, you know, I could certainly tell her what it means to me, or what I think it is. No, I fucking Googled.
She made her Google it and then read the definition.
Webster's Dictionary. Here's the definition of manipulation, and I read it to her. And I said,
who does that sound like?
Yeah. I said, you know, like, whatever. Anyways. And she said, my mom.
Yep.
And at the end of every conversation we have, what did you learn from this conversation? Izzy once said, my mom's a fucking liar.
That was Izzy's light bulb moment.
Actually. Yeah. It's been years ago now that she said that, but... And it's not that we want to point out that she's a liar or a manipulator, but...
I do want them to know the truth, though.
Right. And we didn't say, this is your mom. No, your mom's doing that, not us. Here's the definition. What do you think?
You tell me who that sounds like.
Right.
All of them, so far, have been like, my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then stop being a fucking asshole to us.
Right. Yeah, love us.
Dickhead. You don't even have to love me. Just don't treat me like the asshole that your mom is being. Fuck.
Yeah. And there was more that...
The summer was fucking lit.
Yeah. There was more that she was teasing me about or...
Oh, no. So...
You're
not their stepmom. You're just a woman.
I'm just a woman.
This was like 3 weeks ago, mind you.
Yeah.
This wasn't even 5 years ago.
I've also called Cammy a bitch.
A bad mom.
A bad mom. And told her that she abandoned
her children.
Right.
Never said those things, by the way.
Right. So I asked Zoe, I'm like, well, what does abandonment mean? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, it means, you know, like that you don't see someone very often. You don't take care of them.
You leave them out to dry and you never talk to them again.
I'm explaining this to a 10-year-old. And so I said, you know, do you see your mom regularly? Yes. Okay. Does she take care of you? Yes. Okay. So then why would I say that to her?
Also, never said that to her.
Right.
And this this was told in the context of Jenna texted this to me So Jenna pulls up a phone and says, read through my message stream with your mom. Here it is. You can read it from fucking 3 years ago. We don't delete text streams from her mom.
Yeah.
And we have a group text.
Yep.
So you text me and you're like, hey, had a hard truth talk with Zoe today. She may want to see your text stream with Cammie. I'm like, cool.
Because sometimes I delete my text stream with Cammie because I don't like seeing her name pop up.
All you have to do is text her and the entire text stream will repopulate.
Even if I delete the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
You'd be surprised.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm curious about that.
So, I come home and Zoe's here. The kids are here. And you warn me and said, hey, Zoe may have some questions because of all this stuff. And I get home and she just hugs me, kissed me and says, hey, I love you. Never said shit about it.
And I told her it's fine.
And so if she wants to ask me, I'll show her.
Yeah, not a problem at all.
I got proof.
Yeah. But, you know, she says all of these things and I would,
she can't back that shit up, but we can.
I know. And listen, I don't think that Cammie is the world's best mom. Yes, I do think that I am a better mom.
I think you are too.
However, I would not.
The world's worst.
Yes, I would not call her a bad mom. Mm. She's just not as good as she could be. Yeah. I only know what I hear. You've witnessed it as a spouse. And then, what was the other thing? Oh, a bitch. I told Zoe, I'm like, does that sound like something I would say to another human?
Sounds like something I've said about her.
Well, maybe, but you wouldn't say it to Cammie.
To her face? Fuck yeah, I would.
Well, okay. I wouldn't.
I would say it to her face, though. I'm not texting it to her.
Right.
Since the kids have been living in our house.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways.
See, I actually own a pair of balls, and I use them.
No.
I don't have to lie about stuff.
Yeah, I just don't.
I mean, I'm just talking about that whole situation.
Yeah, I just don't see it as productive, so I'm not going to.
It's not productive.
Yeah, I'm not going to name call and whatever, because I would hope the same from her, right? Which I don't get.
Hope in one hand, shit in the other, see which fills up first.
Well, shit on both sides, Bobby and Cammie.
Anyway, none of that ever happened, and we were able to prove it to her, and she had no questions for me when I got home.
Yeah. Also,
she had a smile on her face.
That started when she showed up looking like a fucking hoochie. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Looking like, oh my
straight
God.
Up like a fly girl from A Living Color. I don't know how old you guys are, but from A Living Color, early 90s?
Yeah.
Fly girls.
She had on shorts that she was pulling out of her crotch.
I call them coochie cutters, but whatever.
Yeah, I call them booty shorts. And a padded...
She's 10, mind you.
Padded bra at 10 years old. And long ass fake nails.
She also has no boobs. She is built like a 10-year-old girl.
Yes. And those of you that know kids and girls, you know, before they start developing, they just look like they have puffy nipples.
She looks like a flamingo with no wings.
Yeah. But these nails were like those long coffin nails that girls have these days.
Yeah, the dumb shit.
And so I looked at her and I said, those shorts are inappropriate for school. It's against dress code. So then I explained to her the dress code, the hands down to your side, whatever. Then I tell her that it is inappropriate for a 10-year-old to be wearing a padded bra. And that if I am ever to see one in my house, I will take it and put it up on a shelf until it fits appropriately. And then with the nails, I told her, I'm like, how are you going to write with those?
How are you going to open a can of soda? How are you going to open a car door?
Yeah. And she looked at me like, shit, she hadn't thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Hadn't thought about any of it.
I also confirmed her mom knew she did it.
Uh-huh. She didn't just do it in the car on the way here?
Right. Also, who paid for it if we didn't pay for
obviously.
It?
Obviously.
Yeah. So, but they were cute nails, you know, like they had little summery designs on it.
Yeah, but they're the size of her wrist. She's 10.
I know.
This girl's not a linebacker, y'all.
So
this girl is a bird.
So I tell her... I said, you know, they're cute, but they're not practical. So you need to trim them down. Well, in us having this long conversation, cause that's when the abandonment and bitch and bad mom comment came, she didn't end up having time to trim them before school. So she gets home from school. First thing she does, can I trim my nails?
Yep.
Yes, you sure can.
Cause you're gonna do shit all day. Try wiping your coochie with that shit.
Yeah, and so I asked her, I was like, you know, were you not able to do certain things because of it, or like, why do you want to trim them? And she said, it's hard to do anything.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, you know, that's the reason that we say that. It's not because we're mean or want to be controlling. It's because it's not practical. And I think that's mostly it with her. We have had an incident where Ryan told me that Zoe said that his dad is a horrible dad or a horrible person. That's what it was. And I said, well, do you know him? Have you met him? No. Okay. I said, it sounds to me like you're talking a whole lot of shit. Because Ryan told Zoe that he had a crush on this girl at school. Zoe told all of her friends. One of her friends is the sister to this girl. So it's a whole big thing. And I just told her, you know, like, you've got to stop running your mouth. Like,
yeah, we ran into like a Degrassi junior high situation.
Yeah. And they're 10.
So fucking dumb.
And like, you know, she's naturally more social than Ryan, so we knew she wouldn't have a problem making friends. But you know, like, she wouldn't even acknowledge Ryan at school or play with him or let him sit with her and her friends.
Would actively say, no, get away from me.
Yeah. And so, you know, we had to explain to her that you don't treat family like that. And what if all of your friends are gone from school and Ryan's the only one there? You want him to treat you like that?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she's just like, I don't know, like bitchy preteen.
She wants to be popular.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah. I don't know. I think being nice is
I understand better. Wanting to be popular because you want to be accepted. It's not so much a, you know, at their age, it's not self-identity. Junior high school and high school is when you need it for your identity for some fucking reason to be part of the crowd, but I was never that kind of popular, so I can't really put myself in that headspace. I know. Same. I've seen people do it. I get why they do it. But that wasn't me.
So yeah. And
I didn't get fucking picked on a bunch. Nobody gave me a fucking swirly.
Yeah.
I mean, I get wanting to be popular, but you don't give up your family to get there.
Yeah. The perfect example is...
I had a scar on my face defending my sister when nobody knew she was my sister.
Yeah. The perfect example for me is, you know, Jesse, my friend in California.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, she was up at the reunion.
Yes. So, grew up with Jesse, and in junior high school, whatever, she was popular. She was beautiful. She was rich. Well, her mom was rich, so she drove a nice car. She was popular, whatever. Guess what? She was fucking nice.
Yeah, she's a nice lady.
She was friends with what were considered the nerds and like the out crowd. She was like friends with everyone. And still to this day at the reunion, like, hugged me, happy to see me, asked how I was, like, told me how beautiful I am.
She's a nice lady.
I know.
She's very nice.
But like, there you go. She was so popular.
Well,
and then
that's the only way you can really be popular in the most truthful sense. Treat everybody you meet like, you know, you're never going to lose them.
Right.
Treat everybody with the equal amount of respect and dignity.
Yep.
I mean, you'll never not be popular doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I never understood the whole, you know, caste system in high schools, but kids are fucking stupid, so
yep.
Here
they're
we are.
Assholes.
They're dickheads and they're stupid.
Yep. What do you say we take a quick break and we'll be back with more?
What do you want to talk about next time?
Guess they'll find out.
No.
No, just no. So then last but not least is Ryan.
We've only had a couple real significant, I would say developments, but
yeah,
not unexpected and nothing super drastic.
No, but also,
I do think we had
it was good.
We had a come to Jesus moment.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
So initially when we were talking about moving out here, you know, Matthew went to the same elementary school, same middle, same high school. And their last name is very unique. Yeah, it's very unique. So if you hear someone with that last name, they're probably fucking related, yeah. Right? So,
I've only ever met three people with it.
Right. So it's known, as you said. So Ryan is following in these footsteps of this...
That fucking name.
Yeah, that name. And, you know, I just feel like everyone sees Ryan and they're reminded of Matthew, and then...
Their dad is no different.
Yeah, and not to say that we don't love Matthew, but just Ryan is different. He's not like that, but he...
Matthew made a name for himself in a big way, in a bad way.
Yes, yes.
And Ryan followed every step that... You know, Ryan was a couple years behind Matthew, a few, but everybody remembered that name when Ryan came through, so they automatically assumed, great, another one of these motherfuckers.
Right.
No joke.
Yeah, and so it's like their fuse...
immediately treated him like shit.
Yeah, their fuse is short, so anything he does, it's like they're hyper-focused on him.
So Matthew basically ruined it for everybody with that name after him.
Yeah, so when we were moving out here, I thought, you know what? Like, this is... Ryan can build his own name and his own reputation out here. And so far,
he just won't be known before he gets here, is all.
Right. So far, he's done fine. Like, his grades are good. We've had a couple incidences, but I would consider them minor because, like, one was he told a kid they were annoying. And when we asked him about it, he said, well, I was just being honest. Like, okay.
Oh, so he called the kid annoying? I mean, the kid told a teacher, he called me names.
Yeah.
Nope. He actually used, I'm pretty sure it's called an adjective. But yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. But anyways, you know, so far he's getting good grades. He's made some good friends.
He tries pretty hard at school now, comparatively, I think, from what I've seen. I think he also caught on to the fact that when you come home and all your shit at work, school is done, mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about it when you get home. You mm-hmm. just you can just go play.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've told all of them, always, forever.
Yep.
This one might have caught on to that and like, nope, no homework. I'm going to go ride my bike. Like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That was always allowed.
Yep. And, okay, so before the move, so my ex and I have it worked out where we can each ask for like 3 weeks a summer for the kids. And then like I can say yes on even years. He can say yes on odd years, whatever. Like
if
they override
up,
each
yeah,
other.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also like we tend to stick to the schedule. The only time that Bobby asks for him extra is if he's got something planned. Like
the last three things he had planned
that didn't work out.
Well, they never left the fucking cinder block apartment.
Yeah.
All three times.
So he asked if he could have Ryan like that last week before
the whole week, y'all.
The whole week before we moved into this house. And I was kind of bummed because I wanted Ryan to experience the first night here with us and the others.
It worked out in his favor, trust me.
Yeah.
He didn't have anything in here the first night except our air mattress.
I know, but kids think it's fun to sleep in his sleeping bag on the floor. And, you know, we let him stack up all the pillows and whatever. But, so he was with his dad that week. Well,
the whole week.
The whole week.
It actually ended up being like 8 or 9 days. Weekend to weekend.
Mm-hmm. So the first thing that happened was he called me like an hour or two after I dropped him off because Matthew was mad at me for something and pushing Ryan around. Oh, because I took his bike to him.
Yeah, and...
Bike and scooter.
Like, I'm not supposed to have this shit here. And my dad got mad. And then he starts pushing around Ryan. Like, how fucking psychotic are you?
Yeah. Kid? And... So that was a whole mess. Anyways, then Ryan called me a couple days later just to chat. He was bored, whatever.
And then every day after that, he called us at least once a day. Because yep. They were supposed to go camping in Oregon for a fucking week.
Mm-hmm.
Oregon. I think like 5-6 hours away from here, mm-hmm. west. They never left the fucking room.
They left once because
he called. Camping.
Right. He said they went to like Kyoto or
they
something.
They went to the Japanese restaurant. Fucking 300 meters away from the house.
Yeah.
But they never went camping, and the kid didn't leave that building for a fucking week.
Yeah. So when it came to dropping him off, I text my ex and I said, hey, when Ryan comes back, do you want to drop him off so you know where the house is? And he says, well, you know, we already drove by it, which is funny. We already drove by it, but I don't mind dropping him off. I can do that. And I'm like, awesome. Because for the most part, I've done all the drop off and pickups for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, cool. Well, I was at home that day alone. It was like a Saturday it was a Sunday, I think. Anyways, I was here.
Was it drill?
No, it was that Monday because I took off the Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, after we moved.
Work. Yeah, you were at work, so I was here alone. I hear him pull up because he's got loud music. So I'm looking out the front window, and I see Ryan. It looked like he tripped out of the truck, and then he just came running in the door. So I have the door open and ready because I see him, and I'm excited to see him. And he said, don't ever make me stay there that long again. And like,
we knew he didn't leave the whole time, so we get it.
Yeah. And I don't have control over that. I can't always tell his dad no.
Oh.
But beside the point, he was so happy to be home.
We still didn't have all our furniture here by that point.
Yeah. And my mom made the suggestion, like, don't unpack all of his things. Let him do some of that. Yeah, or like, don't build everything.
Let him move into his joint.
Yeah. And so, you know, there were a couple of projects that he had to help me with. And we just hung out. And he said that, you know, they didn't leave his dad's the whole week.
The entire time, this kid had to stay inside of a fucking 600-square-foot apartment.
Yeah.
Didn't even go outside.
And then, let's see, what else? So then I asked him if we could have Ryan, like...
It was the following weekend.
Yeah, the weekend after school started, I think.
So, the first weekend after school started.
Yes.
Because once the school year switches, we get the three on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought, we're all just in this new house. Do you mind? We want to get them some time.
Yeah, time to settle.
They need to unpack a whole bunch of stuff, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. And he said, his dad said, you know... that's fine, but you also have him Labor Day weekend as your normally scheduled time with him, and I don't want to go 3 weeks without seeing him. And
that's
I was like,
fine.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Like, are you leaving town for the weekend? Maybe we could split it.
Yeah, yeah. Split Labor Day weekend because it was a 4-day.
Right. And he said, yeah, that'll work. So
that's
I said, cool. I'll bring Ryan to you on Sunday, and, you know, we'll just keep him through then. So I think it was Saturday.
It was Saturday night, I think.
No, it was a weekday. He texted me and he said, hey, I have flu-like symptoms. Would you mind keeping Ryan?
I thought you talked to him. Like, you texted him about something like, hey, when do you want to do this?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I texted him what time Sunday.
Yeah, like what time Sunday is a good time, you know.
Yeah, trying to plan ahead.
You know, because everybody's got the weekend off. And he was like, oh, I've had flu-like symptoms. You should probably just keep him. So we got him another week. We had him for 3 weeks straight anyway.
Yeah, which was great because he was so happy to be home and then starting school and, like, getting into his routine. And
kid jumped in circles just knowing he's going to be here another weekend.
Yeah.
Which is kid logic. That's just him being able to play with other kids and,
right.
You know,
ride his bike.
Eat chips and shit.
Yeah.
It's not 100%, you know, this place is better than dad's. It's like 90-10. But that weekend, it was 100%.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, fuck yeah. Do I have to ever go back there again? We're like, yeah, dude. Quite literally, you always have to go back there.
Yeah.
But then it ended up being, because Ryan has to be here on Monday mornings to go to school, either he drops him off at school or he drops him off here, we only miss him for like 36 hours.
Yeah, which is awesome. So.
Ryan was like, you know what? Yeah, I can do that. Let's go.
Yeah.
He is more on board with that than he's ever been.
Yeah. And you should tell them your day that you had with him.
Oh, so I, second week of school, I think it was. I knew he had a bad day at school. I always know when he has a bad day at school because when I get home, he won't talk to me. He'll just go play and pretend like I don't exist because whatever reasons.
Kid logic.
And by fucking dinner, he had an attitude.
Yeah.
Hey, go do this. And you see it on their face. They're just...
irritated.
You guys know when your kid's irritated.
Yeah.
And he was going to go upstairs, and you told him to do something. He was going to go upstairs, and I was like, hey, come here. Yo, I know something's up with you. You know, what's up today? And he started just fucking cocking off. He didn't tell me I was wrong. He just started getting fucking attitude, and I was like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
No fucking way. So I go to put my finger in his chin like I normally do, because when they look at the floor, I know something's wrong.
Right.
Put my finger in his chin, and I lift their head up and say, look at me.
Yeah, and it's one finger. Like, you're just now making
one finger under his chin. I'm like, hey, look at me. This kid takes both his arms and tries to swat my arm away. So I swatted him away, and fucking boom, he goes flying. He's like, wah! Just starts freaking out. I'm like, fucking knew it.
Yeah.
Because that's what his brother used to do.
Yep.
Flail like a fucking feral animal.
Yep.
So I hug him and pick him up, and I bring him into the dining room. And I sit him down on a stool. I'm like, what the fuck is your problem? I knew it was coming. I've seen it come for years. Mm-hmm. I watched it with the other one. I know what this looks like. I can taste it in the air.
Mm-hmm.
We spent the next 2 hours with him saying, I get bullied at school and blah, 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 blah. But he doesn't tell a shit.
Yeah.
And I hate being at my dad's because it's been a week there and it sucked. And it's been a week in there and it sucked. And Matthew's an asshole and fucking beats me up and shoves me around. We're like, all right, well, you don't tell us any of this, so...
Yeah, and they make fun of him because he was upset one day crying. They
yeah.
were
teasing
like,
oh,
him for
you're
being
a fucking
girl.
Pussy. Like, his brother and his dad call him a pussy.
Yeah. Stop acting like a girl.
For having emotions because he had a bad day.
Ugh.
Because they're such tough dudes.
Right. So tough.
Fucking retards. Anyway. And at the end of it, like, this was a pretty long conversation.
Yeah.
It actually, I think, started after that is when I told him, I am a better dad than your dad will ever be. You tell them.
No, I was just going to say, like, yes, you said that, but he was getting mad because of something.
Yeah. Oh, no, I told him. It was something like...
you're mad because...
You're mad because what I'm saying to you is true. That's why
yes.
you're getting upset and you're clenching your fist and you're crying because you know what I'm telling you is true. And he was like, just looking like a fucking grunting feral animal. He's a 10-year-old and he sucks it. Issuing emotion, but I said, I'll tell you right now, I'm better than your dad. And he got all fucking screamy and buttered, and I was like, I'm not saying your dad's a bad person. Not even saying he's a bad dad. I'm just telling you right here to your face, I am better than him.
Yeah.
I'm a better dad than him. I'm a better man than him. Your dad will never be like me.
Yeah.
And I promise you, I can prove it every fucking day I'm alive.
Yeah. Well, and then I think it was after that you said, you're just... You're mad and upset because you know it's true.
You're mad
and
because,
then he
you're mad because
crying.
It's true. And then he stopped. Like, his hands loosened up and he dropped his head and he started crying. I was like, it's true. I'm not trying to break your heart. I'm just telling you it's true.
Yeah.
I'm not even telling your dad's a bad dude. I'm just saying I'm better.
But then he
and
said...
And I fucking... Well, I told him I fucking know it. You know how I know it? Look around my world and then look around your dad's world right now. Tell me who's better. And he's like... He didn't say shit.
Yeah.
He's like...
Because you actually parent. His dad yells at him and dismisses him, but you're, like, around, and you take them to do things. You tell them when they're fucking up. You praise them when they're good, you know. Provide a good life.
And I pay for fucking everything. My mommy doesn't do it.
Right.
My brother, my son doesn't raise you.
Right.
I'm not a shitty husband to your mom.
Right.
Said, I'm flat out better at everything in this world than your dad will ever fucking be.
Yeah.
And... I dare you to prove me wrong.
Yeah.
And within 5 minutes, that was it. He cried a lot. He did. But
yeah.
I never told him his dad sucks. I never told him his dad was a bad human.
Yeah. I hate him.
All I ever told him, I said, I have nothing bad to say about your dad at all. I have zero bad things to say about your father. But I'll tell you right now, I'm better than him at everything and I always will be.
Yeah.
He looked at me and he was like, yep. And since then, fucking blue skies.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that was one of those things where, like...
Hold on. By the way, I totally am better than this guy at everything.
I agree. I think it's one of those things where, like, initially when you were talking to him, I was sitting there and I was like, oh, shit.
It's
like,
coming.
Thinking that in my head.
It's coming.
Don't say it. Like, hold back. Like, stop talking. That's what I'm thinking.
Nope.
But I trust
you.
I know. I trust you, so I go with it. And then, like you said...
It's been a long enough time listening to that kid's bullshit about his old man.
Yep.
I was like, yo, dog, I'm better than him at everything, and I always will be. And he's like, fuck.
But like you said, because
he's got nothing.
Yeah, since then, it's been great. And it has.
He's actually been a lot more loving towards me. Not yes. overly, not extra over the top.
No, but
just
like,
much more.
It's like regular, like the other
I feel like
kids.
He sees me as more approachable.
Yeah.
But it's not because of anything I've done differently.
No, I think.
He'll just walk by, hug me, and be like, love you. I'm like, love you too, bud.
Yeah. Later. What did he say to me one day? I forget what we were doing, but he said, oh, like putting away groceries or something. Yeah. And he said,
good thing I have a good dad at home, even though he's not my biological dad.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not our wish that we make the other parents look badly. It's just our wish that our kids
acknowledge. They do it on their own.
Yeah, they acknowledge their feelings and act on it.
Also, maybe acknowledge that somebody is better at something.
Right.
I'm not asking for a fucking medal to be a champ, but don't ever fucking disrespect me when I treat you better than your dad ever has.
Yeah.
Not a day on this planet will I accept that shit.
Well, then there was something Ryan said to me one day, like, he told me that he thinks that him staying with us the last weekend was a lie. And I said, well, do you think that I lied to you, or do you think your dad was lying about being sick? And he said,
oh, no, he figured it out.
Yeah, he goes, I think my dad was lying. And I said, well, that's okay. Like, don't worry about it. You got to be.
Yeah, no, we do.
Yeah, you got to be here with us.
You got to do your thing anyway.
Yeah,
don't worry
fine.
About what that dude did.
Right.
No sweat.
And he goes, well, I'm just glad that I'm just something along the lines of what you just said.
No,
like,
said,
I'm just glad that.
Like, I have a good dad, even though he's not my biological dad.
Yeah, it was.
He literally said that. Because mm-hmm. you stopped dead in your tracks and were like, hey, check this shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh.
I was like, holy shit, he saw the light.
Damn.
Yeah.
We ain't turning this kid against his dad. Go love your dad.
Yeah.
And tell him every day, hey, be good to your dad, be good to your brother.
Yeah.
What they do to you is not a measure of you, mm-hmm. it's a measure of them. So, like, he left, what, 2 hours ago?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey. Be good. Be good to your dad. Be good to your brother. Be helpful if you can.
So let's talk about that. So my mom and both of my aunts.
This was literally just a couple hours ago.
Yeah. My mom and both of my aunts, like one of them was in town and the other one hadn't seen it because we're freshly moved in here. So my mom's like, hey, Aunt Cindy's in town. Aunt Tammy and I and Aunt Cindy, we're going to come over and take a look at the house. I'm like, sweet.
Cool. Because Well, Aunt Tam and Aunt Sin have never seen the house, so.
Right, yeah. So.
We haven't seen Aunt Sin in a while.
A few months, yeah. So they.
Yeah, like spring, maybe?
Yeah, they come over and, you know, they're looking at the house, whatever, and Ryan's playing with his friend, and mom's like, because Ryan's like, I'm ready to go to my dad's, and I'm like, you gotta give me a
you
second.
You need to chill the
like,
fuck out.
Yeah,
like,
I need
grandma's
to.
Here.
I need to make sure that your brother's home and whatever. And my mom looks at me and she's like, oh, we can take him because it's literally on their way.
It's like 2 blocks from their dad's house.
Yeah. So
actually, it's a mile.
Yeah. I mean, I was just thinking like off the main track. It's like,
doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Samantha's, yeah.
Anyways, super close on their way. And I'm like, oh, cool. I didn't even think about that.
Well,
Thanks, Mom.
I wouldn't have.
Yeah. So I call Matthew and I'm like, hey, are you home? Grandma's going to drop Ryan by. So.
Oh, and did you have dinner?
Right.
You fucking asshole. Do you want dinner?
Yeah. So.
Kid's an asshole, but we still feed him.
I know. So my mom decides, you know, she's going to take Ryan. So meanwhile,
by the way, Ryan took 30 seconds to get ready to get the fuck out the door.
So I'm getting ready. Like, I grab a can of green beans, a thing of instant mashed potatoes, and I'm cutting up this rotisserie chicken that I got at Costco and putting it in a Tupperware.
Yeah, just today.
And my mom looks at me. Like,
what are you doing?
What are you doing? Like, oh, I have to send him with dinner. And she's like, well, that's nice. And I said, well, if I don't, they eat hot dogs.
Or fucking ramen.
Yeah. And she just looked at me like,
dude,
you are shitting me.
Aunt Cindy and Aunt Tammy were like hand over the mouth, like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
You send this kid with dinner to their dad's house because it's kind of a travesty. Like, they have food, but it's garbage-ass food, and it's basically ramen and hot dogs.
Right.
They're not eating food. They're making ramen and hot dogs.
Right.
or I think sometimes they have those instant mac and cheese cups because their dad's a non-functioning adult.
Right, but it's because Matthew's there cooking. Like, if it were me and I wasn't going to be there.
If I was Matthew, I'd be making hot dogs all the time too. Fuck it.
Yeah, but if it was me, I would make enough that there would be leftovers of whatever meal all week or for a few days or whatever.
Yeah, but we're not here to subsidize that household either.
Right.
Anyway, your mom looked super sad. I don't think... Probably the first time she's seen it happen, or maybe we just never told her that. We normally send Ryan with food for Matthew or...
Feed him before we go.
Pick something up for both of them on the days that we take Ryan back to his dad's.
But...
I don't even care if that's stupid. They got to eat.
Yeah, and I'd much rather, take one for the team.
And Matthew's never fucking said no to anything that came from here. He'd be like, hell yeah, send me some chicken and mashed potatoes and green beans.
Yeah.
Or like, hey, Ryan, let's go by Burger King. Do you want something? Oh, yeah, one. Two of everything.
Right.
Because he doesn't have to make it.
Yeah. So then what's funny is later we were sitting on the front patio and I was like, oh my gosh, you know what I was just thinking? And I told you, I said, Aunt Cindy and Aunt Tammy came to our house and then they're dropping Ryan off at Bobby's.
Never seen Bobby's place.
Yep. Even from the outside. Like, you don't even have to see the inside. Just the outside.
I don't know if we've appropriately described this place, but I'm thinking, if I'm remembering right, it's around 600 square feet. It's a two-story. So downstairs, living room, kitchen. Upstairs, two bedrooms and a bathroom. It's tiny. It's livable. It's totally livable.
Especially for three people.
It's just very tiny.
Yeah.
But they've never seen it. They've never seen the little tiny brick place, and it's in like a row of eight, I think, apartments.
It's
small.
It's not brick, it's cinder blocks. There's a difference.
Same shit, cinder blocks last longer. Anyway, it's Soviet, and they've never seen where this kid lives. There's the front door to each of these places is 8 feet apart, and they share walls.
Like a motel width is what it is.
But too tall, yes.
Right, yeah.
So they had to drop this little boy off, and two of these people have never seen where this kid lives with his dad, and has for a decade, mind you.
Yeah.
Coming from here, the last house alone.
Right, I mean, yes. Fuck. But like, you didn't even catch on right away. You were like, what? And I was like, this house.
And went to go to Bobby's, and two of them have never seen it.
And then you were
where Bobby lives, I was like, oh shit. Your mom would roll in that place and be like, because your mom knows where he lives.
She's seen it.
She knows he'll be fine. He's not going to die.
Right.
She'll give him extra love and say hi to Matthew, I assume.
Right.
But your Aunt Cindy would probably look at me like, oh my fuck. Are you serious?
Well, also, this is after, like, when I was giving Aunt Cindy the tour upstairs, she said,
we took video of this, by the way, because Aunt Tam can't get up the stairs because she's in a wheelchair. So we took video to show Aunt Tam downstairs.
But Aunt Cindy goes, it's so nice to see your kids, because I'm very close with both of my aunts.
Yeah.
She said,
they're super cool.
It's very nice to see your kids doing better than you. And
better,
to see
better than
that,
you had it when you were raising kids.
Right. And like, we keep a clean house. Our house is nice. It's clean. It's homey, I think.
This house is lovely.
Yeah.
Every house we've ever lived in was lovely because of you, but this place is Shangri-La.
But she acknowledged that, and
that's
then
really neat, though,
that, yeah,
because
but then
she's looking at it from your point of view too, which is even better,
right? And like,
she knows where you came from.
It's like the conversation we had the other day about my brother being here doing the yard,
chilling at the island doing his paperwork.
Yeah. And you asked me, you were like, do you think he still worries about you the same? And I was like, no, he doesn't. Because if he was worried about me, he'd be checking on me. Same thing as, like, when Rudy would text me, how are you? Are you okay? Do you need anything? He doesn't fucking text me anymore checking on me. It's great. I'm not complaining. Because he knows if I need something, I'll reach out.
Do need to let them know of our new address, though.
True. But
it's... We didn't tell him about Meridian. We moved.
But it's just like, now my aunt... And especially because they knew what I was married to before they saw it. Especially Aunt Tammy. Like I said, we lived with her for a while.
Well, Aunt Tam was the jumping off point from when I met you. So that that makes me feel super lucky to be with you. I mean, to to know what we both came from.
Yeah.
Shit show wise.
Yeah.
And we're able to make something at least slightly smashing comparatively.
Slightly smashing.
This place is fucking great.
Yeah. Anyways. Anyway,
we had a, I think our biggest developments, frankly, were with Ryan.
Yeah.
Zoe.
Yep.
Oh, I guess they're all kind of big. Not so much Izzy.
No, because Izzy knows.
She's known for a minute about the whole spectacle of their mom versus their dad or their stepmom, that kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
She figured a long time ago that it's not their mom versus their dad or their stepmom. It's really just their mom being an asshole.
Yeah, their mom against us because we've got nothing against
and
her.
And she chooses to be against us instead of work with us. And I can prove that because my first ex-wife is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Comparatively, she's an awesome co-parent.
You don't even have to compare
her. I don't ever... You know what's funny? I don't have to talk to that woman ever again in my life if I don't want to because that boy's an adult.
Right.
And we still talk.
Yeah.
You guys still talk.
Yeah. I still mail her presents.
Still text each other. I mean, that's how you know you have a good relationship with an ex.
Yeah.
I don't have to talk to her ever again if I don't want to. I can change my number and say fucking adios.
Yeah. But I think it's also different, too, because... I don't know. Like, I text her about this stupid Tupperware thing the other day. You know, I know.
You talk like humans, like friends, like people who know each other and help raise a kid.
Yeah.
Why can't it be that way with the middle motherfuckers like Bobby and Cammy? You know why? Because they're fucking children. They didn't age past 15 and they're non-functioning adults. And they're, I don't know. Well, I think they're both bipolar, but whatever.
It's like the day that I was driving to work when I was working at Al's, and Summer called me, and she's like, I'm going to kill him. And I was like, uh-oh.
This sounds good.
Yeah. But, you know, she calls me, and she says that, it's but it's
you've
like...
experienced him in his...
Right.
In his...
Who in this world knows him better than her...
She didn't call me.
...and you. Right.
She
but
called
like,
you.
Because the mother's perspective is different. And...
Moms go of high order, dads put the smack down.
Yes, and Summer and I are very alike, where, like, we go 0 to 100 in a minute.
It's
like,
so weird.
When she gets drunk and wants to fight.
It's like a... It's like I married a taller version of my ex-wife.
I mean, it's pretty much.
Yeah, sorry about that thing in the middle, but, you know.
I know, yeah. You should apologize to both of us.
Had to go slumming for a minute.
Yeah.
My bad.
I don't know. I mean, really, that's it for the podcast episode. Now we're just rambling, but...
The rambling's not bad.
Yeah.
We haven't caught up on everything, but I think we've actually covered...
The meat and potatoes.
Good brunt of it.
Yeah.
We're still doing the nickel and dime stuff around the new house, but this one will be early, comparatively, but you know, from here on, I think we'll keep on the Sunday to Monday thing.
Yeah, we'll try.
If you want. And I'm sure there's going to be more to come in the future because the shit hasn't stopped yet.
Yeah, no
kidding. Train's still rolling.
And be patient with us because we literally have one.
It's Sunday.
Kid, we have one kid-free day a month.
And it's Sunday.
Yeah.
So we go on a date, bang, maybe get some booze, and then we podcast.
I think you just titled the episode.
What?
It's Sunday. We go on a date, we bang, and maybe get some booze.
Well, a lot of days we bang in the morning, so... You know, it's not necessarily in that order.
I love you.
I like waking up to you.
I like waking up to you.
A lot. I like to set the tone for the day.
Yes, yeah. Start on the good foot.
Start on a good note. A high note.
High note.
You got anything else before we switch off?
I don't think so.
Season 4, episode 1?
Yeah. We'll genuinely try to get these out more regularly, and we're gonna have some guests on the podcast.
Oh,
Peftolds.
We've actually already lined up a couple guests.
Yeah.
We're committed to the weekly thing because it's school year again. We have a much better schedule. We're already moved in the house. All that
yeah,
stuff.
We're much more settled.
Also,
now.
Make sure you go to the website, buy the merch, and if you guys want to be a guest on the podcast, hit us up. And any sponsors that want to sponsor us, I mean, fucking go for it.
Look at you go. Anything else?
I'd recommend Trojan condoms.
You don't wear condoms.
Yeah, other people should, though, and then they could avoid this podcast.
That's true. Yeah, don't put your dick in crazy.
Don't put your dick in crazy. That's what the podcast should be called.
Okay.
I love you.
Love you. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Wicked Stepmom Podcast. As always, you can find me on Facebook under Jenna Garcia and Instagram as wickedstepmom.6. If you do want to friend me on social media, please let me know that you're a fan of the podcast. Otherwise, you will be denied. If you have any questions or topics you'd like to see covered, or if you just want to reach out and say hi, you can email me at wickedstepmom.6@gmail.com. And if you love the podcast, please give us a 5-star review. It really helps other people to find us and share our wealth of knowledge with everyone around us. Thanks for listening.